The U.S. Supreme Court broadened police powers today, ruling that drug-sniffing dogs can be used to check motorists during a traffic stop, even if police have no reason to suspect the driver is transporting drugs. NPR's Nina Totenberg has the story.
The next time a policeman stops you for a traffic infraction, you may be dealing with more than a stern-faced police officer. After today's Supreme Court ruling, you may have a drug-sniffing dog inspecting your car, too. The decision came in the case of Roy Cabalas, who was stopped on Interstate 80 outside Chicago for going 6 miles over the speed limit. While a state trooper was writing him a warning ticket, a second trooper arrived with a drug-sniffing dog. The dog alerted on the trunk. Police then searched it, found a large stash of marijuana, and Cabalas was subsequently sentenced to 12 years in prison. The Illinois Supreme Court, however, reversed his conviction on the grounds that the use of the dog had converted the traffic stop into an unconstitutional police search not supported by any reasonable suspicion. But today, the U.S. Supreme Court disagreed by a 6-2 vote. Writing for the court majority, Justice John Paul Stevens said that a dog sniff during a brief and unprolonged legal traffic stop does not violate a citizen's constitutional right to privacy because there is no legitimate privacy interest in possessing illegal drugs. The decision was a victory for police departments nationwide that have made use of dogs at traffic stops to stem the flow of drugs. James Sotos represents the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police.
Literally tens of millions of dollars of narcotics have been seized through the use of canines, and they are viewed by law enforcement to be an invaluable tool in the war against drugs.
In dissent today, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg took exception with the notion that innocent motorists have nothing to fear. It would be quite different, she said, if immediate public safety were an issue, for example, using dogs to sniff for bombs. But under today's decision, she said, every traffic stop could become an occasion to call in the dogs to the distress and embarrassment of the law-abiding population. Moreover, she said, the decision clears the way for police with dogs to conduct sweeps of parked cars along the sidewalk or in parking garages, or for police to station drug-sniffing dogs on the streets. Justice David Souter echoed that sentiment, noting that studies show high false positive rates for dog sniffing, and Souter pointed to evidence that some 80% of U.S. currency has traces of narcotics on it. There are indeed motorists who've been burned. Take the case of Ed Reynolds, a 54-year-old Texan who makes and repairs guitars. A couple of years ago, on his way to a real estate closing, he was stopped for crossing the yellow line in Hackett, Arkansas. He was carrying $10,000 in cash, and police brought in a dog to smell the car. He was arrested, thrown in jail until he made bail the next day, and told that the cash had traces of marijuana on every bill. He says that despite the fact that he had no previous record, that he had a real estate contract in hand specifying the exact amount of cash he was carrying, and that no drugs were found, it wasn't until the day before a scheduled trial that all charges against him were dropped.
My experience is that the dog can be manipulated so that when the dog does have even the slightest interest, it can be used against you in order to arrest you.
The police chief's Mr. Soto says no system is infallible.
Whenever you have a program that's run by human beings, there's going to be errors, whether it's through the use of dogs or through the use of more conventional law enforcement techniques.
But he adds, the incidence of false positives doesn't justify abandoning the use of dogs. Criminal law professor Stephen Salzberg says the bottom line of today's ruling is that police departments will likely increase their use of drug-sniffing dogs now.
This opinion is simply going to further open the door. That is, police who may not have been sure whether if you use a dog during a traffic stop, that's an abuse of the traffic stop. Now, no, it's not.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.